Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Okay, if you want to take a seat. It's great to be with you again this morning. And we are going to have a great time together. We are. Honest. In Matthew chapter 16, it says this. When they arrived in the area of Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked his disciples, "What do people say about the Son of Man? Who do they understand him to be?" They answered, "Some say he is John the Baptist, others Elijah, and others think he is Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." "Well, what do you think?" Jesus asked. "Who do you say I am?" I believe that's a question that God wants to ask each and every one of us today. Who do you say that Jesus Christ is? Because I believe that the answer to that question, whether you are a believer and have been a believer in Jesus Christ for many, many a year, or you're here for the very first time and you're asking questions, I believe that that question can change your life. I believe that if your answer to that question, that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, then I believe that you will go away different, because your responses to what that question says means that you will change a number of things in your lives. I believe that. Because if he's your Lord, he's your Savior, he's your Father, then you will want to do what he asks of you. So therefore, you will desire and long for obedience in your life in a fresh and a new way. I believe that as we take a look at different things this morning, I believe this question needs to just remain there in the background. But let's just play a little clip which I found on YouTube, which I think is just a very good and different way of presenting this to us. Thank you. Lights on. Just like that. It's a question I believe is an important one to continue to ask. Because I really do believe that, you know, God is challenging each one of us, and including myself, that if he is my Lord and my Savior, then the answer to that question will ensure that the decisions that I make align up with what my Father, the Heavenly Father, is asking of me. Jesus did what the Father was asking of him, didn't he? It was very, very clear in John's Gospel, in John chapter 5, John chapter 4, about where Jesus was saying, "I only can do what I see my Father doing." And as a child of the King, God is wanting me to do what my Father is doing. And it's not just my natural Father, but my Heavenly Father. And as my Heavenly Father, I want to be a person who hears his instructions and then do what he asks of me. So God can say to me when I get to glory, which will be in many, many years' time, that, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I want to hear those words that God says over me, his son. And I believe you're his daughter, his son. I believe God wants to say those things over you too. But that's because we're doing the Father's business. And I just really believe that's important. I just need some help here at the moment. Can I have John? Pete, can you come up? Tim? Chris, can you come up here, please? And Randolph, seeing it's your birthday, everybody can see your handsome features and wish all of you happy birthday. Ready? Happy birthday, Randolph. You don't know what questions I'm going to ask you, or these two do. So I'll start with you. I want them because it's Father's Day. I want to hear, because these are all parents, and I want to hear from them what their heart is for their children. And then I'm going to say something about my own daughters. So if you want to go and hide, you can do. Okay, Pete.
Well, I've got...
You are on.
Yeah. Well, I've got three lovely children, one of which from a previous marriage, who I don't see very often, but he's got a lovely little son as well, so I've got a grandson as well. And obviously I want God's best for them, but actually, do you know what the yearning of my heart is? I just want to spend more time with them.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
It's good. That's good. Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay, I've got a wonderful son. Some of you may have seen Wesley. He's 3 years old, and there's another one on the way in November. It's fantastic. I'm only a young father, but just in 3 years, it is just about echoing what Pete said. It's just the privilege of spending time with him and just being with him and really praising the things he's doing and encouraging him. I want him to go much further than I've gone. That's my prayer for him. Yeah.
Excellent. John.
I have three children and three grandchildren. And it's been the absolute delight of Tricia and I's lives to see the older three, thus far, walking all their lives so far in the ways of the Lord. And it's our heart's desire to see the same thing for our grandchildren, which will be the fourth generation of our family, walking in the ways of the Lord. An absolute delight.
Amen.
I've got five children. They're all growing up now. The youngest is 15. You want them to do better than you did. You want them to succeed where maybe you failed.
Yeah.
All my children are doing exceptionally well. God is really blessing them in a worldly sense, but obviously the important thing is you want them to encounter God as you have, and you know that that is installed in them from a young age, and even though, you know, at times they may seem distant, you know God continues to call their names.
That's right, yeah.
Throughout eternity, and they will come through, and that's obviously what you want.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I've got two 18-year-old twin boys. My desire for them is to see them grow up in a righteous and a respectable way and be a tribute to their Christian life and the life of this church and to reach their end goal, which is eternity in heaven.
Amen. Thank you. That's great. Thank you. I have two amazingly wonderful daughters, and they are amazing. I love them dearly, and I often just think what, from a natural point of view, what my desire is for my children, and, you know, then I take a look at what God's heart is for his children too. And last night when I was just preparing, God just started to speak to me about just my own relationship with my daughters. And I'm going to read it. I didn't read it out in the first, in the 9:30. But I just felt that it's important that you get the heart of what God was saying to me personally about my own heart for Amy and Murray. And then you begin to see God's heart for us. It says, Jonathan, as a father, you understand your heart's longing for the best for your children. You want them to do well in everything they put their mind to. You want them to be successful. You don't want them to go without the basics as they grow up. And even when they are adults, you still long for them to not struggle in life. Even though you cannot, as a father, interfere with the choices they make, you will always be there as soon as they turn to you for help. Your desire for the right friendship groups and for the right marriage partner to ensure that your children are loved and well looked after is always there as a dad as they grow up. You long for them not to make the same mistakes as you. And in anguish at times, you are forced to stand back and watch as decisions are made that concern you, as you don't want them to get hurt. As a dad, you continue to love them no matter what happens. You long for them to learn good manners so that your children reflect on their upbringing and not bring family integrity into question. And then Jesus said this to me, I always reflected my Father in all that I said and that all that I did. Everything. And then Jesus is the greatest example of a son who was totally submitted to his Father in every way. And then we read in Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, it says, this is my son, who I am well pleased. And you can just see that on the screen in Matthew. And it went on and on. And I understand that not everybody had a father in this world that is like a heavenly father. And I have totally understand that. But what God was saying to me was that, you know, no matter what an earthly father did or did not do, was there or was not there for us, the Heavenly Father is always wanting to be there in every situation that we face. And I know how naturally I love my daughters, and if they get nose piercings or tattoos, then I would still love them no matter what they did. If they do anything that I would not agree with, and I understand that I'm a little bit older, a different generation, and I understand that they do things that I personally would not do, I would still love them, no matter what happens as a natural father. And I just can't help to begin to reflect how amazing God Almighty actually is. In comparison to my own natural love for Amy and Murray, even though sometimes they have not always done as I ask of them, and one of my daughters is here, and I'm not going to embarrass her too much, but there is many, many times I tell them to go and clean the room, and what do they do? Parents, you know this. They're not always doing what they're asked of. But, you know, that's a little thing. But, you know, as a father, I'm always going to love Mary. I'm always going to love Amy. No matter what happens, if they go into Timbuktu or Hawaii, I'll certainly go and visit them there. I would love them no matter where they are in the world. And they would always have a home with me and Helena. Wherever we were, they would always have a home with us. No matter what happened, they would always have a home. And then I just say, God, you are so much bigger, and I'm imperfect as a father. I know I am. As a dad, I make mistakes. I sometimes make big mistakes with my girls. I say things and upset them. I don't want to do that. I love them, and so therefore I would correct them. But at the same time, I know that I do things sometimes out of my own frustrations, which doesn't help them one little iota. But I know that my Father God is perfect. And in who he is and what he wants to do in our lives, there is an incredible love that he has for each one of us. And I believe God wants us to understand who the Father is today. Do you realize that the earth is spinning around at 1,000 miles per hour today? 1,000 miles an hour. If you understand that we are spinning around the earth around about 67,000 miles per hour. That's incredible. It's amazing that we don't fall off, isn't it? But you see, the axle of the earth, if it was tilted 1 degree either way, we would not be in existence. If we were closer to the sun, then we'd burn up. If we were away from the sun, in any shape or form, then it would be frozen and we wouldn't exist. You look at the galaxies, and you can look at this on YouTube or anything else. If you go onto Google and look around, and you can just see how amazing our galaxy is. We are in the Milky Way galaxy. And in that Milky Way galaxy, in a sense, the earth is literally just like a pinprick. Seriously, it's just like a pinprick. And then also, then you take another step backwards and then you just see the Milky Way, which is in an amazing array of galaxies. And in a sense, Milky Way is just part of another whole dimension of the universe. Yet God chose you. That God who created all of those things, all of the universe, still chose you. And he knows how many hers are on Gary's head. And any time that Pete or Gary have a her loss, God knows the number of hers that have dropped out. When he has had an her cut either side of his, God knows. God knows when the bird falls down to the ground and dies. Yet he chose you. The Father who created all of those things chose you. The Father who wants to be your genuine Heavenly Father created all of those things. I believe it takes greater faith to think and believe that all that happened out of coincidence. When you look how the universe is so incredibly made up, to think that that just happened, I believe takes incredible faith to think it just happened. Without a creator being in there. Anybody a medical? Nurse, doctor here? But I understand about the knee. The knee joint is incredible how it's all interlinked, intertwined with sinews, tissues, knee, bones, joints. To think, because they can't believe when the biologists and all of these other people cannot understand how that could have evolved. Because, you know, for me to be walking straight needs that knee to be working in tandem, everything working together properly and perfectly. And for that just to have happened over a time span of thousands upon thousands of years, the biologists can't agree with that because they're saying it's so unique. A bird's wing. To understand that the wing and the dimensions of the wing that takes the body and lifts it up in the air with the waterproof feathers and everything else, the intricate details of a bird's wing, a lot of people cannot understand how that can just evolve into something so precise and something so amazing. And that is the Father God who created all of these things, who actually wants you, each one of you, to understand his Father's love for you. I know what my Father's love is, natural love for Amy and Murray. I'd do anything for them. Not buy more clothes. But, you know, I would do anything for my daughters because I love them dearly. And yet my God, my Father God, is so much more amazing in every single way than what I can do and what I can give my natural love to my children. Yet he's chosen you. He's called you by name. And he wants each and every one of us to reflect who he is. So that when we get to glory, when we get promoted to heaven, then God can say, well done, because we have followed in alignment with what his plan and what his purpose is for our lives. I think it's incredible that the God who created all of these things has chosen you. That's why I believe this question, who do you say Jesus is so, so important. Because I believe that if you ask that question and you continue to say that he is your Lord and your Savior, that he is your Father God, the creator of all things, then that will change the way that you live. I do believe that there are people who have been walking with God for many, many years, but your relationship with your Father has been a little bit of distance of late. I think that there is times where you've been trying to get to a situation where you begin to pray and begin to get answers from God, and you're not getting the answers you're expecting from him, because I believe that you are positioned slightly wrong. I believe from here is one position, and up here is a very, very different position. God has called you to be seated with Christ in heavenly places. He wants you to identify with who he is in every single way, in every single situation in your life. God wants you to reflect who he is. God wants you to demonstrate his life as a son of the King. I believe that when we are challenged, when God asks us that question, "What? Who do you say I am?" and you say that you are Lord God Almighty, then I believe that we just need to reflect on that answer for a bit. He's Lord God Almighty. Okay, then that means I need to do what he asks of me. I need to align my own life up with what you say, Lord. I need to be a person who is listening to what the Father is saying, just like Jesus. He said he only could do what he saw the Father doing. When the Father was at work, Jesus was at work as a son. You are a son and a daughter of the King. And he is part of a kingdom here on earth that he wants you to reflect that kingdom wherever you go. So that's reflecting who Jesus is. No matter what that looks like, as I say, no matter what type of upbringing you've had, the Father God wants you to understand that you're part of his kingdom, and therefore as part of his kingdom, that means that we have to think very, very differently from everything else that we have come and grown up with in our natural lives, if you understand what I'm saying. Because we're thinking kingdom, kingdom of God. Who do you say that I am? You're my King. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. Okay, that means that you do it this way. You understand what he's saying. And you see, I believe that God is challenging us today, because I believe that there are people here who have walked closely with the Lord, but for different reasons, different situations, it may be challenges of life, that you've drifted away from that close relationship with God. That's why that question is not just for people who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it's for every single one of us. Who do you say that I am? Because if you say that you are the Lord Jesus Christ, then it means that possibly one or two of us need to make adjustments in our life and the things that we say, the things that we do, so that we actually become aligned with his best purposes for our lives. Just like as a father, I want my best purposes for Murray and for Amy. The Father God has far, far greater desire, longing, heart for each and every one of his children to do things that, yes, please him, but actually free us from this life that we're trying to live in our own strength. God wants us to be free. He wants to release us to enjoy the life that he's given us. So often we're thinking ourselves, oh, we've got to take this cross, and it's, oh, daily we've got to deny ourselves. Now, that is true. But at the same time, it's like we're so concentrated on the negative, we forget how amazing God is and the life that he wants to give us. God is absolutely amazing. And he wants to give us fullness of life, not just part life, but fullness of life. And Jesus was marked with joy. And that joy, God wants us to walk out of this place with so much joy, because we have so much of his life in every area of our lives, because we're aligned with the Father. And when we're in right relationship with the Father, we're actually very much at peace. We have a release. We have a joy. There's a lightness. When with Murray and Amy, my two daughters, if we're at odds with each other, then it creates an atmosphere, doesn't it? You know, parents, it creates an atmosphere in your homes when possibly your daughter hasn't done what she's told. I know my daughter's nearly perfect. But, you know, sometimes if they don't do what they're told, they can create an atmosphere. And God doesn't want atmosphere between me and him. Now, he's perfect, so that means there's only one alternative. I've got to do something and put it right. In my natural, I can be at fault. But in the spiritual realm, God is perfect. And he has everything that I need to enjoy the life on this earth. That's why, you know, in the Lord's Prayer it says, Our Father. You know, we're beginning to look at who Father is right from the word go. And so therefore our praying becomes a completely different thing because we're not just praying to try and get. We're praying because we're just so in awe of who God is, because ultimately we trust in the direction and what he says and what he speaks over our lives. We trust him. We trust the Father. I trust that my daughters trust me. Do you? But I do. I pray that they trust me. That, you know, my heart is for them. My heart is to help them along the journey of life. But, you know, I am so God's this and this. God's this and this. And I want us to understand the greatness of our God as Father today. The greatness of our God as Father, who wants to come and help us in every area of our life to enjoy what he is wanting to give us. The freedom, the space, the life. Because ultimately he wants to touch our bodies. He wants to touch us in every single area of our lives. Can you just all stand up, please? Every single man. Because I just want to pray for you guys. I know that some of you aren't parents, but ultimately I believe that you are parents in the spiritual way. Because ultimately what God says in the word is that we are to be making disciples of all nations. And therefore all of you, every one of us, should be leading others. And we are an example to others, whether we have children, natural children, or spiritual children. Okay, so I'm going to pray for you. Ladies, please, I'm not trying to isolate you this morning, but it is Father's Day. And I just want us to pray for the fathers. I realize, women, that some of you are single parent families, and so therefore you're doing the father's role too. So please, I do understand that. But, you know, please forgive me today because it is Father's Day. So let's pray. Ladies, if you want to just reach out your hands. If there is a man by you, then please touch him on the shoulder or something like that so that you're part of this. Father, I just ask you that today as the men stand, Father, Lord, that we will understand your heart as Father for us. Lord, no matter what relationship we had personally with our own fathers, natural fathers, Lord, we just ask you, I just ask you that you will reveal your Father heart to each one of us today. And as you reveal who you are as Heavenly Father, I just ask you that we will come to a greater understanding of who you are. And therefore, in every area of our life, reflect your kingdom on earth. Father, I just ask you that you'll help each and every one of us to step forward in all of your plans and purposes. And Father, Lord, that there will be a freedom and a release, Father, Lord, for us to do everything that you're asking of us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I have Chad to play the keyboard? Because there's just one more thing, or two more things that I'd like to do. I believe that God is calling us by name. I believe that that's the incredible nature of God the Father. God the Father knows all things about us. In Psalms, it says that he knows the thoughts in our minds even before we speak them or think them, or we think them, he knows them. God's amazing. He calls you by name. And I just really believe that God wants to call again some of our children who are not walking with him at this moment in time. I think there's many of us in this room that potentially you have children who've grown up who are not really walking in what we know is God's best purpose for their lives at this moment. So I'd like you just to come forward, please. I'm not going to lay my hands on you. I just want us to pray together as a family here. Because I really believe God is going to begin to call back some of these children to a right relationship with the Father God. So just come forward, please. This could be several of you. That you know that there is family members, children, grandchildren, who are not walking with the Heavenly Father today. If everybody else could stand, please. So that we're in this together, we're praying together. Because I believe the Heavenly Father is calling back his children today into a right relationship with the Heavenly Father. Father, I just thank you. Lord, that you call each one of us by name. And Father, I just thank you that today, Father, Lord, you are wanting to bring restoration and you're wanting to bring people back into right relationship with you. Father, Lord, I just thank you for those who have known you but have drifted away from you. Lord, I just pray right now, Father, Lord, that you will again call them by name. And Father, Lord, that they will respond to what you are calling them into, a relationship with you. Holy Spirit, you know every one of them by name. You know exactly where each and every one of them are right this minute. And Father, I just thank you for every single one of them that you are watching over so that the words that you have spoken over each and every one of them are going to be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that as the Almighty God, Father, Lord, that you are wanting to again establish right relationship in each and every one of these lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. We agree, yes? Can please you, if you want to stay there. Again, it's not. I just believe all of us need to answer that question. Who is Jesus Christ to you? This is not just the people at the front. This is all of us. Who do you say? Personalize it. Who do you say Jesus Christ is today? Please talk to him. Just say from your heart who Jesus is to you. If he is your Lord and Savior, just tell him. Because he wants to hear your heart this morning. If you know that there is a particular area of your life where he's not demonstrating his kingdom rule and reign at this time, then again, I believe the Father is calling you back into that right relationship with you, with him, so that his kingdom rule and reign on earth as it is in heaven is fulfilled. Doesn't take long just to talk to him. If you don't know Jesus and you have never known that relationship, that right relationship with a Heavenly Father, then there is going to be people at my left-hand side, your right, who will be able to talk things through because God is calling your name today. God is calling your name. Because he wants you to be able to answer that question. Who do you say Jesus is? He's my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my God. He's my King. He's my Heavenly Father. Father, I just thank you but for each and every one of us. You want us to rule and reign with you. You have called us to the family business. And Lord, I just pray for each and every one of us who knows you, that in every area of our lives this week, we will reflect the family business. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I just really believe that God is just wanting to heal a couple of people this morning. He wants to heal all of us. But those things that God has spoken to me about yesterday, that there are people here specifically. There's one person with a skin disease, skin infection. It's not eczema, but your skin is irritable. And it's like sometimes it's blotches and things happen with your skin, which is very irritable. But people have spoken over it, saying, oh, it's something like eczema. Actually, it's not eczema. But God is wanting to bring the right adjustment. It's a chemical imbalance, which when you eat certain things, it's like an allergy. And God is just wanting to bring that chemical balance into alignment with his best plan and purpose in your body right now. So if that's you, just say, Father, I thank you. I receive what you have spoken in Jesus' name. Somebody else, I believe that it's like you've had sand. It feels like sand in your eye. And it's been very irritable. And it's like whenever you try and close your eye or blink, then it's like it feels like you've had sand in it. It's like something's there and it's like you keep rubbing it. And God just saying, I'm sorting that out. Because he doesn't want any more of your eye damage because of it. And so therefore, in Jesus' name, I speak to that eye right now to come into alignment with God's best plan for your life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Somebody else that there's been sickness in your family for quite a long time. It's different things have happened in your family line. And because of that, you've become fearful that something's going to happen to you. The Father is not wanting you to be afraid of anything. The Father is saying perfect love casts out fear. And he does not want you to be fearful of anything that's happening to your physical body. And so God's saying, I'm breaking that fear today. And when you come and embrace the Father and understand the Father in a fresh and new way, you will understand that that is not his best purpose for you at all. And therefore, because of that, you will understand his love in a fresh way. And then you will take the truth of his word, perfect love casts out fear. And so God is saying to you that he is going to reveal himself in an amazing way so that you will understand his love afresh and therefore fear will disappear in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you that we can remember on Father's Day, not our natural fathers. Yes, we can do that. But Lord, we just stand amazed at who you are. And Lord, as we go from here today, Father, I thank you that as we answer that question, who do people say Jesus is? You are King. You are Lord. I thank you that we can live a life today and every day where we see your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.